Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Lord Christopher Monckton is our guest. Again, they have had to admit that they put out fake maps, Atlas of the World showing Greenland melting when it actually was expanding. They've had to basically apologize and say it was a mistake now. But Lord Monckton, you were getting to CO2 levels rising after heat goes up. And, of course, we've known that for a while, that Al Gore flips the graphs. But this new information is bombshell, and you're breaking it here with this peer-reviewed journal coming out in the next 2 weeks. Please tell us more.
Right. It's a book that's coming out in the next couple of weeks, peer-reviewed article next year. Strange way around, but that's the way he's doing it. And he's been working on this for 2 years. I got to hear about it 6 months ago, wasn't allowed to see any of the details. Eventually, I got hold of him and said, look, come on, I need to know a little bit about this. It's very exciting. And he said, okay, I'll give you an outline. I still haven't seen the graphs, but I've seen this map of CO2 concentrations, and it is quite fascinating, because it's very, very clear that there's something going on that none of the models had suspected, none of the learned journals and scientists had suspected. This is real world, new data, analyzed by somebody who previously, like me, many years ago, he thought maybe we had a problem with CO2. Now he says, as a result of this research, he doesn't think we've got a problem anymore. If we have, it's not a problem that's anything to do with us. We are simply not influential in changing the climate at all. Now, of course, let's be careful about this. I always am. I don't want to over-egg this pudding, but it hasn't yet been examined by anybody else. I've only heard one side of the story. What I have heard impresses me. I know he's been speaking to other scientists whom I respect, and they impress me, and they have in turn been impressed by him. So it is beginning to look as though there is something in this. And that's not all. Not so long ago, Roy Spencer, who runs the satellites that catch all this data about temperature and CO2 and other things in the atmosphere, he published a paper not so long ago confirming a result he came out with the previous year, which was attacked by the usual suspects. The ClimateGate emailers piled in and said, no, he was wrong. And what he was saying is that clouds actually cause more of a cooling effect on Earth than a warming effect. Fairly obvious if you think about it, but the models were trying to tell us it was the other way around, because that was the only way they could make out we had a problem with CO2. Now, a paper by a guy whom I debated against a couple of years ago, who has now changed sides, he's a scientist at Reading University, Richard Allen, he has found that, in fact, the clouds do indeed have a cooling effect and not a warming effect. This changes all the numbers in the models. So the science is coming in from all directions now and showing what nonsense all this is. And if I can add also to this the economic point, because I'm going to be in Santa Fe in a month's time at the third Santa Fe Climate Conference, which is one of the very few conferences around the world where scientists on both sides of the debate are allowed to take part in debates with one another. And I'm going to be there to give, this time, an economic rather than a scientific message, because I've developed a way of allowing policymakers worldwide, even if they know nothing much about either economics or climate science, to work out just how cost-effective or cost-ineffective in making global warming go away any individual policy that you might implement actually is. And I've been running this metric now, using it with various governments around the world, showing them how cost ineffective this is. When the Chinese saw it, they said, well, this changes everything. So they said that there's just no real basis for our wasting any more time on this. I said, no, of course, from a propaganda point of view, you maybe want to be seen to be going green in the way that is fashionable at the moment. But for heaven's sake, don't spend too much of your people's money.
All right, Lord Monckton, we're out of time. Scienceofpublicpolicy.org. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to come back with Luke Radowski and your phone calls and more news. Stay with us.
Money. What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wow, I am processing the call I just got. Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, just called the hotline and gave me some pretty much off the record. But then he said, well, it can be on the record. And he said, well, maybe it's just better I come on. So we'll probably get him on next week. You know, he told me he was going to give me the exclusive once the judge ruled whether his lawsuit against the TSA for violating his Fourth Amendment and Americans with Disabilities Act, that he was going to give us the first interview once that happened. Then he'd do a press conference and then give us the first interview. And then he just called up and said, yeah, obviously they haven't ruled yet, and so that's why I haven't been on your show yet. And then he gave me some kind of inside baseball stuff that's going on, but it looks good what's happening. But you know what? Then he said I could say what he told me, but you know what? I'm just going to leave it until he joins us next week. And Jaron, don't let me forget, Ventura wants me to call him Monday. Of course, I'll always forget. So it's good to hear from him. He's such a real guy. Folks are always trying to demonize Ventura. But you know what? That's who I admire, is real people. Like Lord Christopher Monckton, who was on with us earlier. Now, I know we've had callers that have been patiently holding for over an hour. And I apologize for that. But you know what? The ruling just came down that Michael Allison facing life in prison, that's been thrown out of court, but that it looks like the state's going to appeal and keep trying to throw him in prison for life for taping cops in public. Yeah, you now live in North Korea or worse. And then the Lord Monckton thing broke where they've been caught putting out fake maps about Greenland and disappearing when it hasn't. So that happened, and that happens a lot on the show. We've got a big, big, special, in-depth, full-spectrum analysis of Gardasil. I covered it some last night, but tonight, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who they've run hoaxes against as well. Again, these are bold-faced liars. They have had scientists funded by Merck and by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and by Big Pharma publicly come out, three of them. And the media says they're independent. And they say not one person's been hurt by Gardasil. I'll give Michelle Bachmann $10,000 if she can show me one example. The CDC says 18,000-plus adverse reactions, including death. We show the documents. I mean, just type in Gardasil death. You'll get CBS, ABC, NBC. It's been going on 5 years. It's a major controversy. And they just sit there with a bold, not one person's been hurt. And people start sending me emails going, oh, Alex, what is this? They say nobody's been hurt. They're counting on you not looking. They came out last year or earlier this year and said, Dr. Wakefield's been discredited. This reporter, who it turns out has connections to Big Pharma, says he faked his research. And then you go look and there's no evidence of it. And Wakefield's saying, I didn't fake anything. And then I have Ed Asner on yesterday. And Ed Asner has the nerve to dare challenge vaccines over the years, so he gets demonized. And then they come out and say, Wakefield's been discredited. And Asner, who has an autistic, what do you say, son and grandson? He goes, well, I guess I was wrong. That's been discredited. I'm like, no, it hadn't, Ed. No, it hadn't. It's the boldness of this, the boldness of not letting the firefighters and police be at ground zero this year because they know they're angry. The boldness of the EPA's own documents. I'm going to show those tonight, where they knew day one it was deadly dust and were ordered to cover it up. That's all public. They still have debates about whether the dust was bad or not. Huge asbestos buildings. 4 feet of deadly dust. That's what's frustrating. I mean, here's another headline out of CBS News Chicago. Property values down, but property taxes up. Same thing living in here. I don't live in Travis County anymore. I live right outside town. My property taxes go up and up and up and up, and my property value goes down and down and down, and they just don't care. And you can go try to challenge it. They don't care. It's a rent on property. I don't own my property. I pay rent to the government. That's feudalism. We didn't have a property tax till 50 years ago in this country. It's a joke. Admit we're living under tyranny or we have no chance. Now, when you go to your calls coming up, there's a lot to talk about, and I'm going to cover a smattering of important news here. With Luke Radowski joining us today. Luke, it is so good to have you here in studio in Austin, Texas.
Thanks for having me. It's beautiful here. You have a great staff. I want to thank everybody here. Amazing guys working with you, and it's an honor and a pleasure being here.
You couldn't go out to eat with us last night because you were hanging out with a lady friend here in Austin.
No comment.
You may get arrested for being heterosexual nowadays.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me now. Yeah. What's going on?
You're some kind of thought criminal, pal. Oh, boy. All right, Luke, enough of me. You know, I'll talk forever. What is foremost on your mind right now?
I mean, news is breaking all day. I mean, just right now I got notice from Adam Kokesh that his charges were dropped for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. I was out there in New York City during the Occupy Wall Street event, and I'm telling you, it was an amazing sight seeing hundreds of people come together from all walks, from different spectrums, coming together because they're sick and tired of what's happening in this world.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here on that. Give us a report on that, because we know there were now arrests yesterday, and they blocked that area of Wall Street, so you couldn't even get in there. This is like Tiananmen Square.
It's ridiculous what's happening, and that's why Yahoo is even censoring emails with people who are sending out the OccupyWallStreet.org email and sending out information about what's happening down there. And it's pretty ridiculous. I mean, there's hundreds of people. There was more cops than protesters, though. Cops blocked off all of Wall
Street. But see how you just glazed over that. We've gotten conditioned now where we're in San Francisco. They admit they turned off the cell phones because of a peaceful protest.
Yep.
Now, I mean, this is what they do in third world dictatorships.
Yep,
can't send that email saying protest in America. Can't have a cell phone during a protest. I mean, they're really getting ready for collapse.
Yeah, and police blocked off all of Wall Street. Nobody could even walk near Wall Street. They blocked off blocks of areas, and the police were following protesters everywhere they went. They finally found one square. And what's really beautiful about this is we have, you know, socialists, communists, with Ron Paulers, with End Defenders, with First Responders, with 9/11 Truthers all together.
That's what scares the globalists.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, that's why there's so much censorship. That's why it's such an important thing that I was there, because Lupe Fiasco was there, Roseanne Barr was there. We got interviews interviews with them on our YouTube channel. And it's amazing seeing all these people from all these spectrums sitting together, breaking bread, and having conversations with each other about where do we go from here? What's going to happen in the future? What are we going to do?
Well, yeah, whether you're a hardcore libertarian bordering on anarchy like I am, or the socialist Ed Asner, they agree you got to go after the banksters, the Federal Reserve. It's the problem.
Yeah.
And they don't like that. They want Republican-Democrat fighting. They want to be able to burn the puppet Obama at the stake politically. I won't cry about that, but not if it's a political diversion.
Yeah.
They don't want us looking up at the real power structure, because once that happens, it's game over.
Exactly.
And once you find the sleeping place of the vampire, it's over.
Yeah. And it's amazing seeing these people put their lives on the line, being beat up by police officers, sleeping out there, eating out there, living out there, just because they have nothing else to do. Protests don't work. So now they're moving to a new system that worked in Egypt, that worked in Spain, that worked in Greece, where people are just coming into the main squares and saying, look, enough is enough. We have no jobs. We have no economic opportunities growing up. So,
but in Greece, they're able to get in the square, not in America.
Yeah, they blocked off one little square with police officers encircling them in New York City. And right now, just yesterday, they beat up people because they put up a tarp over video camera equipment. They have a live feed going, and they set up a tarp over the video equipment. When it was raining, the cops came in, literally just beat up people, dragged people, threw people all over.
Well, we got footage of you where they walk up and say, we're going to put you in jail for terrorism for the camera.
Yeah, it's pretty.
You say, but officer, that's not true. And they say, we're going to put you in jail.
Yeah, right on camera.
That's America.
Yeah, but we have to fight back. And
I mean, so criminal. I keep going back to this. They do it on camera now.
Yeah, we have to understand, we have a lot more authority now than we ever did before. That video camera, you could show the world the truth in just one glimpse, in like one little quick video, and it's such an amazing power we have, and we could fight this. I mean, in Spain, when I covered these same exact protests, police officers came and beat up people. There was blood in the streets. Bones were broken. Like, huge batons were used against women, children, old people were battered in the streets in Spain.
And that's the government has hired criminals.
But then this is the beautiful thing that happened. The videos came out online, and the whole city of Barcelona came out. I'm talking about almost a million people in the streets of Barcelona. And I came out there as soon as I heard all the news that was happening.
It's like the footage of the UN troops raping little kids has come out in Haiti.
Yep.
That's right. We're going to show who you are. We're going to use your big brother tool against you.
But this is what happened. The million people came out on the street saying enough is enough. We stand with these people. We are the people. We had enough of that 1% screwing everybody over. And the next day, when everybody left, and there were still people sleeping there, there wasn't a police officer in sight. And when I came there, when I was document everything, I never even saw a police officer there. They were afraid. They backed up. It backfired.
Yeah, but what kind of cop wants to beat women? I've seen the footage of them beating women, spraying pepper spray in babies' faces, and the mother says, why'd you do that? And they say, you bleeper, don't take a kid to a protest.
Insecure, angry, fearful people. And I think the main problem we face in our society is the fear. I mean, police officers sadly have to deal with the worst in our community, and they fear everybody. They're afraid of people because they see the worst in people. But we have to show them and show them respect, and that's what's happening also in Spain and in New York City right now, is saying, you're not the enemy. You're one of us. Your pensions are being screwed.
Some of the cops are nice that had them come over, but man, in New York, a lot of the cops, they look like something out of a joke, out of a comic book of a corrupt cop.
Yeah.
Belly hanging out, hat on the back of their head, smoking cigarettes, cigars, going, you know the types
they're all insecure,
about.
and they feed on your fear. They want to intimidate you. But as soon as you look them in the eyes and you show them you're not afraid of them, they don't know what to do. They start stuttering, they start mumbling, they start
no, freaking out.
Because once you show them you're a human being and you look them in the eyes and you make that contact,
you also show them the authority.
Exactly, you show them that we're a human being. We could be your.
Yeah, you're just a criminal in a monkey suit. That piece of badge doesn't mean jack crap, buddy. I come with the authority of common law and the republic.
Yeah, and we have rights within us. We just have to realize them and use them. We don't use them, they're going to go away. And they're going away because everybody's happy with just being patted down at a football game right now. But we're trying to change that, and it is changing. And I see beautiful things coming ahead.
And, Luke, we told people that was coming. Oh, yeah. And it's total TSA takeover.
Man. Yeah, it's going to get worse and worse and worse until we stand up, until we do something. And I do believe and positivity. I do believe we could get a lot of good
things. I agree. We're going to win.
We're
winning on Gardasil is now the big issue, the Fed. But so many people that really wake up at first think we're doomed.
Yeah.
They don't understand. It's got to get bad before it gets good.
There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of, again, fear, because you're afraid of what's going to happen. People are paranoid. But once we get rid of that, once we lose all that negativity.
You just got to commit.
Anything can happen. Nothing is impossible. And that's what Roseanne Barr told me. We are winning. And I told her, we just have to realize that, and we will be winning. And it's all in our hands. It's right in front
of us. Well, that's why they're getting ready to throw Obama to the wolves.
Yeah, we have the true potential within ourselves to do anything in this world, and it's us just believing it. It's us going out there and doing it. I mean, that's what made me start We Are Change, is the idea of being the change we
Stay
want
there.
To see the world.
We got to get some headphones. We're going to take some calls and a bunch of other issues with Luke Radowski of We Are Change. GCNLive.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to SoupBeanSurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill, the folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. It's so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
In studio, and there he is, willing to go for broke, and the running man, the number one television show in the whole wide world. And who loves you and who do you love? The Running Man, brought to you by the Department of Justice. You know, it's incredible that everything in that movie is now coming true. Mm-hmm. Telescreens, big shiz messages on coffee cups. I mean, it's like they've gone and gotten the worst comic book of a police state, complete with a weird, you know, lady that looks like a man up there, and they're clearly are the terrorists, and it's coming out, the government's bringing in the drugs, confirmed, and the government's bringing the guns out. I mean, how can people not believe in false flag terror with all the stuff they've seen, Luke?
I mean, it's impossible. I mean, we try to dumb it down to them as much as we can. We have not only all these celebrities calling for it, but family members, rescue workers, survivors. And then we go up to the people who are supposed to investigate it, like Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton. And every time we ask them a question, they either lie to our face or they run away like little cowards. And that's what we've been proving to people. Simple questions about Philip Zelikow writing the outline before the commission was even started, a Bush insider. It was a total cover-up. We don't know the whole truth behind 9/11, and we deserve to know it because it's still affecting us today. This is why we still have the pat downs. This is why we have the TSA groping everybody, and it's the key to getting freedom and liberation for all of us.
And 10 years later, exactly, 10 years later, things aren't getting less police state. They're getting more and fast. Luke, do you agree with me that they're clearly building up and prepping everybody for a new stage terror attack?
I mean, that's why it's so important to expose 9/11. The more we expose 9/11, the less likelihood of another terrorist attack that's going to happen.
And they're mad. Their little favorite tool is in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've been using it throughout history. But now, because of the internet, we're able to expose it. We're able to show people what really happened in history and showing a true side of the story from the survivors, from the rescue workers, from real people who are involved in it, instead of the people who just write the history books. And we're changing that right now, and it's a beautiful time to be alive, and we could do anything, man. It's insane.
Well, you probably didn't see the nightly news last night, but we had Kurt Haskell on with breaking news. He's been going to the underwear Christmas Day Mutalib bomber events, and he says Mutalib has been threatened or tortured. He won't let his lawyers defend him. He's talked to the lawyers he fired and the new standby lawyers. They're like, no, we know it's government set up.
Oh, yeah, no surprise. Yeah. Look what happens with the 9/11 Commission, all based on torture that the CIA destroyed all the tapes afterwards. So the whole 9/11 Commission, the whole investigation is based on torture evidence that nobody has even ever seen and is already destroyed.
I mean, who knows if they even set it under torture?
Yeah, it makes no sense. It's their word, and we have to believe them, supposedly, but that it can't stick up anymore, man.
Well, what about this new hoax where they're saying 9/11 truth is dead? I've been seeing this one. All I see is it's like we won. Everybody's kind of moving on.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the opposite.
I mean, we've woken up a lot of people together with the movies you put out and what we've been trying to do. We've been trying to reach as many people as we can, and we're reaching more and more and more people every single day.
And for people that don't know, you've confronted hundreds and hundreds of globalists with just real questions and made the news over and over again.
Globalists, people involved in 9/11, confronting the lies of 9/11, like Giuliani and Joe Biden. I mean, it's so obvious. The journalists are not doing their job. We're doing it for them. And when we go up with questions about 9/11 truth, these people like Larry Silverstein pretty much are inviting conspiracy theories by not answering any of the questions and looking guilty as you could just from a simple question. Just it's so perplexed how they could just get away with it. It's out there for everybody to see.
Well, you commit a crime so big that it threatens to bring down the entire structure. That's how they do this.
Yeah, and you see it in their faces. As soon as we ask them a question about 9/11 truth, or we ask them about their involvement in the 9/11 events, you see their face turn white, you see them stumble, you see them shaking, and you see them running away. I mean, when I talked to Hamilton, he was shaking. The guy was literally shaking.
No, I've seen the videos with a lot of these guys. You come up, they're not shaking. You ask the question, and it starts.
Yeah. What are you going on? You got them running away. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times, it's just absurd things happen. I try to be polite. I try to look them in the eyes, shake their hands, and as soon as I ask them the question, security grabs me by two arms and drags me out the event. I mean, it's just a question. If we're wrong, tell us we're wrong. Prove it to us. But they haven't done that at all. All they want to do is run away.
You're like 6 of the 10 have said it's a fraud and criminal cover-up, and you know, we'd like to know about this document and that document. How did the passports survive? Why were U.S. troops standing by to invade Afghanistan the days before? You know, why did all this happen? And then they just totally freak out. Or what about the bin Laden thing?
Oh, yeah, that's absurd. I mean, I was there when the news broke outside the White House, and people were celebrating because they thought it was Saddam Hussein. I mean, that's how dumbed down the public
is. Right. You shot that video with them going, we killed Saddam.
Yeah.
They don't even know it's a brown guy. He's dead.
Yeah, just a brown guy. I mean, that's.
And it was liberals out there going, I'm feeling good for America right now.
And it's because of our ignorance and compliance that they're getting away with this, and that's what we're trying to show. It's the education of the people that could really change things in this world, and that's what we're trying to do here. And you're doing an excellent job at it, man.
Well, they invest their identity in Obama. And so finally, he's got to win. Finally, something good's happening. Finally, you know, this is so exciting. We're going to go to break and come right back with Luke Radowski, our guest, and your phone calls and a smattering of key news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Okay, I want to go to Laura, who's been holding patiently. I want to get to Joe and James and Jay and Steve. We're going to get to everybody. In fact, let's go ahead and go back to Laura in California. You're on the air, Laura, with Luke Radowski and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. So, anyway, we were talking about the TSA at the proms at the high schools and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. And you called in about an hour ago, and then you were on hold, and I went to you for new listeners. You were saying something happened at your school. We were going to break. I said I'd get back to you later. So something happened at your school. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's between all the vaccine mandates and all the gangs are playing there, and then along with the drug searches. And my senior, who is graduating in March or May of this year, she just casually mentioned to me that the drug dogs came in and they were told they had to leave the classroom. And I'm like, oh, no. So she's just, it doesn't even faze her, which is stresses me out. And then she's like, we left the classroom and we were told we could not take any of our personal items, nothing. And then they stepped us out into the courtyard, and if we were to look into the classroom while they were doing the search, they would pull us aside or yell at us and tell us we couldn't look inside the classroom.
Yeah, no, this is basic prisoner training. Not only are there Fourth Amendments being violated with no due process or probable cause, you're guilty until proven innocent. Now, God knows what the police and TSA caught constantly planting stuff, stealing. There's like five articles of TSA reportedly raping, killing, stealing, and not even getting in trouble. Today, then if your daughter looks in, she gets in trouble. And they used to do drug dogs and sweeps when I was in high school, for part of my high school in Dallas. And I knew the cops were dealing drugs. I'd get in their face. I'm like, dude, I don't use the drugs. You're shelling people. And they would get so angry and pull me in and slam my head in the wall and let me know, you know, buddy, you better keep your mouth shut. But again, the drug dealers have to do this so you don't know that they're the ones dealing the drugs. But let me ask you, because you live in California, and then get Luke Radowski's take on this. This is happening with a whimper, not with a bang. I mean, I myself this morning in the shower was going, man, why aren't I more angry? That in California, we got mad at Rick Perry for lying and saying it's the law, you got to take shots. Now in California, they're just saying, we're going to give your kids the Gardasil shot without parental consent. The bill is on the governor's desk, and they spin it like, well, the kids have the choice as young as 6 or 9, depending on which policy it allows them to follow. But a child, you can't say, well, the child consented to drinking Jack Daniels at 10 years old. You get contributing to the delinquency of minors. They don't, as a child, have the right to give their consent. Or, well, the kid got in my car, you know, the 12-year-old did, so it's okay. No, that's kidnapping, even if they consent. This is the government kidnapping your kids and telling parents, we're going to kill their babies without you knowing. We're going to now shoot them up without you knowing. I mean, this is outrageous. Give me your take on that, Laura.
Well, here's the thing is, and it's really, you know, you have to find out why. And it's, like you said, it's this mind control game and, you know, learning, like, if you read, and it's a huge book, but it's Tragedy and Hope, and understanding why all this is happening so far out.
This is dog training. This is submissiveness training. We are being taught how to be prisoners. Everything in America now is about learning your scum. You don't have any personal space. The government's going to put their hands on you. We're going to taser you. We're going to take your blood. We're going to grab your genitals. That's the way it is. We're protecting you from the terrorists. And then you go research. The government's shipping the drugs in, the guns out, and putting bombers on planes. They're terrorists. Look, we have terrorists and a bunch of control freaks that work for them.
Alex, this doesn't surprise me. I mean, I went to high school in Brooklyn, and randomly, you know, once a week, they would put up metal scanners, pat you down, search you, go through your lockers without any permission at all. The NYPD even has its own school task force that randomly comes into a different school and searches.
And Hollywood sold the gangster culture. Yep. The government ships the drugs in. It's all been planned.
Takes away their cell phones, takes away their iPods, takes away everything from them, and gives them detention for having a phone in school. The reason probably why they don't want the phones is because you could quickly turn on the camera and expose them. But this is also interesting what's happening in New York City. The NYPD is actually sending undercover detectives as spies into Brooklyn College. One of my colleges I used to go to is sending spies to listen into the teachers and the students and the student clubs to get information out of them. The NYPD intelligence office that is closely connected with the CIA and at the same time
that's on record.
Sending officers all over the world. I mean, the NYPD is really like its own branch of the CIA.
They use the NYPD to go after the Second Amendment in other states, and that's the thing. Yeah. The Pentagon, the Army, the police are now being turned as weapons against the people.
Yeah, where's the limit? It's a local police department that's sending officers all around this country, all around the world, to entrap people, to spy on people, to get them into trouble.
These are political commissars. Yeah,
Big Brother, 1984, nothing's new. They're all out there watching us, and it's pretty insane that they would send undercover agents to a school.
Well, of course they're watching us. They know they staged 9/11.
To listen what's going on and what students are talking about. I mean, this is what they're using.
No, they know they staged 9/11. They know they're shipping the narcotics in, mm-hmm. and they know we're waking up. So they've got to get all the power in their view or go to prison.
Yeah, anybody resisting them, especially the professors. I mean, thank God.
What do you think of this, though, that the system has nothing left to lose now? They've committed so many crimes, they're going for full broke.
I mean, we have nothing to lose either, but the chains around our wrists, so we have to make a stand as well and stand up.
You have some good news you're going to point out?
Good news as far as the Adam Kokesh case?
Well, you were saying they got some good news, then I interrupted.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but the point is a lot of good things are happening. Hey, listen, Laura, I appreciate your call. Yeah, Kokesh, the dancing at the Jefferson Memorial, not allowed.
Yeah, not allowed.
Even moving your body, la, la, la.
Well, he had a court day today, and the charges were dropped against him and the other five dancers, so they were actually facing prison time, and all the charges were actually dropped, so they're not facing anything, of course. It was.
Yeah, but why would the system try to put him in jail? Why would they try to put a guy in jail for life for videotaping cops?
I don't know, man. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but that is hardcore criminal.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if the cops wrongfully arrest you for videotaping because they're scared of what you tape. That's bad. But, like, going, no, the state is coming to support the county. We want life in prison, Your Honor.
Yeah.
And they do. And these people feel good. They smiled. I saw on the news, yeah, we want life in prison. Yeah, we're hardcore. And we're going to forcibly inject your kids.
People need to get involved with the local legislator and change his local wiretapping laws in Illinois. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, but I've read the law. Right, it says it's not a public place, though.
Exactly. And they interpret it as they want. So it's their interpretation of the law. So hopefully he gets a good lawyer, fights this, and sets a precedent for other people in Illinois who will be filming cops and won't have to face the same ordeal that he's facing right now.
You're absolutely right, Luke. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in South Carolina, holding like a true trooper. You're on the air, Joe.
Yeah, in South Carolina, back to the vaccine issue, they won't let your kids go to school unless you get the chickenpox vaccine.
It's a hoax. I've checked that there's no laws. They lie to you, sir, and say it's law. It's a policy. And they've got to give you a waiver. But there's no law. You've got to get the waiver. Look,
right.
Jaron, you brought it in yesterday, and I meant to show it on TV last night, and I left it in this stack. Will you re-pull the USA Today from 2007 you dug up where Perry said it's the law and, quote, ordered it? Now he says, oh, he just recommended it. No, he got on the news and said it's the law. And now you notice it's not the law. So I'm telling you, they're lying to you, which is another level of how criminal they are, sir. I'm sorry, go ahead. Tell me about what's going on in South Carolina.
Years ago, and, you know, we had a son who has autism and Tourette's, and at the time, I was like, I don't want him getting any shots, and they're like, he won't be allowed to go to school if it's the Department of Health in the state that said that. And they're like, if you don't have this form showing that he got the vaccine, he won't be able to attend the school. So, I mean, again, I wasn't aware at the time, and I just went along with it, but I look back on it now, and I feel horrible about it.
By the way, that's a criminal conspiracy. If I was to get on the news, on the radio and authoritatively on the news, say everyone who's not inoculated must show up at vaccination day at Zilker Park from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. or you will not be allowed in school, and then you will be arrested for truancy if you do not. This is what I hear on local news every year, TV, radio, print. Show up at these injection centers or you will go to jail. Now that is a criminal racketeering hoax. But everybody goes along with it. Everybody will. You can even go out and hand the parents. This has happened in other cities. Flyers saying, "Here, look, here's the state exemption code." And cops will come over and say, "Don't interfere with what we're doing with riot cops." I've seen it on the news. And we'll arrest people. I mean, you're literally going to victims. Look, you don't have to take the shot. And there's cops. Get back. We're doing it. I mean, this tyranny's been going on forever.
Yeah, it's outrageous lies, and it's up. That's why the truth is so important. This piece of information. I mean, when I first came to this country, they never gave my parents an option. When I went to public school, they said, vaccinate them or you're not going to get into school at all. And sadly, I remember being forced to take these vaccinations. Something inside me made me not want to do it. I was doing everything I could, but they don't give you a choice. That's why the truth is so important. That's why you have to keep spreading the message and affecting local communities.
And now we know what they're doing. People. They are undoubtedly, and literally hundreds of documents, giving people delayed cancer injections. It's viruses that go impregnate themselves into the cell DNA that are designed at certain hormone levels. When hormone levels drop, it kills you. You die. In fact, I have articles here today. I didn't even get to them. In fact, I'll get to them in the next segment for some more calls, where they admit a doubling in cancer and another doubling in the next 15 years, the UN is saying. And they're just throwing it in our face how they're doing it to us.
Yeah, no surprise.
Of course they're sticking their hands down our pants and staging terror attacks. Of course they're out of control. Because this is a guild of psychos.
Yeah, people, please get educated. Share this information with your brothers, your sisters, your family, your neighbor, because that's the only thing you have. They're not giving you an option out there. They're telling you what they want to do with you, but you have another option. The truth, the waivers, you need to know about this. Spread this message to everybody, and don't be afraid to be who you are and spread this information. It could change lives. It could save lives. And it's all in your hands right now, guys.
Okay, let's go ahead now and go to another phone call. Hey, guys with the camera, let me show you what I'm talking about. See how I'm right here, and there's negative edge right there. See all that space right there? See, I mean, it's not just that I'm not in the middle. I'm completely on the other side in the camera shot right there. I mean, I'm completely. I mean, even if I try to swing around this way, I don't understand. I'm trying to figure out these new systems we're running here. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Fittingly that I'm calling you right now, the Fed just made their decision. They're going to do $400 billion worth of Treasury purchases. And I've been trying to call you the last couple of weeks because I've really wanted you to get Bob Chapman to break down the bond market, because I believe that the people are mistaking safety with liquidity. You know, the market's the deepest, most liquid market in the world. And until the bond market blows up, which is going to happen, I don't think that we're not going to see the evidence of anything really spiraling out of control. Yields actually just backed up on a 30-year down to about 3%. And I think people are just buying. It's out of control. And I would love Bob Chapman to be able to break down the bond market on Friday.
Well, by keeping interest rates low and doing all this, they're driving people into the bonds, and that's going to be the next thing to go down. So I will bring that up to Bob Chapman. I mean, I've studied it. It's very technical. But basically, we're seeing the beginnings of hyperinflation, and people are running into these government securities as a hedge of protection. What's your view on it?
My view is just that people are continuously running to it as a form of safety, and they're mistaking it. You know, like it's liquid, and they're able to shift around billions of dollars very easily without, you know, manipulating the market. I traded in a 30-year Treasury pit in Chicago when it was an open outcry market. And I can be the first one to tell you, when that market goes down, it is pandemonium. And I've heard Peter Schiff say recently that there's not going to be a shift out of, you know, like people aren't going to start buying stocks just because they're going to sell bonds. He says there pretty much just isn't going to be any bids. And it's just going to get,
We see a lot of institutions and people going into bonds, but with the treasuries, we see the Chinese buying less and less, and the Federal Reserve having to monetize a lot of it. So it's a weird thing that's happening.
It is honestly, it's mind-boggling. It's very hard to figure out. But I think that when that market has its problem, when that day comes, and interest rates start to rise, and they can't service the debt, that's going to be when the hyperinflation you're talking about comes about. And until that day happens, I think we just move along with the status quo when it comes to the economy. That's my view.
Well, the status quo is just a slow slide into depression. But look, here's something important for new listeners. There's been a premeditated police state grid built for collapse that accelerated when they got rid of Glass-Steagall in the late 90s. This whole thing is premeditated, to the point of which we told you that the private banks would say, okay, give a private financial dictatorship over Europe, have the euro turn into a banking dictatorship, and then expand a bank of the world out of that to, quote, pay off all these derivatives. And now it's being done. I appreciate your call. Luke, what is it like for you to see them more and more coming out with announcements of world government?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, they're going to be more blatant, more out and open to it. But that's why we have to do the opposite and expose them for what it really is and make people understand it's not a good thing. Just because it has new in it doesn't mean it's a good world order. And we have to tell them it's a lot like the old world order, where elites and the feudal system was intact, where people and kings and elites ruled everything and told people what to do. So I think it's not surprising at all. But if they're doing it, they're moving a little bit too quick, and they're going to expose themselves as this happens. And they are, and they pretty much are. And that's why so many people are waking up to it every single day.
Well, these psychopaths' instinct is to amass power to, quote, protect themselves from angry people that they've wronged. But in every case, the gilded cage they build for the public is the cage that ends up holding them.
Yeah, they love bragging about it, like chief member Divignon of the Bilderberg Group, who said, yeah, we created the euro. Yeah, sure.
And we made it to become a receivership arm for Europe.
Exactly. Openly bragging in an interview that this is happening. But it's interesting how they could brag. But when you come up to them with a question, I don't understand, like, because they know that we know.
Well, no, it's part of a disrespect for us, but they're also scared of us. And see, this is scientific dictatorship. They're on such power trips that it's like we're in a petri dish. They're putting stuff in our water, our food, got their psychological warfare programs. They've got all their minions that have sold out for a little bit of money or sold out for petty, you know, power. And they're just moving forward scientifically. And it's like they don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, I don't remember talking to Vicente Fox, former president of Mexico, about the New World Order, the North American Union. He was like, yeah, it's going to be intact in about 10 to 20 years. We're going to have a New World Order, you know, a North American Union, openly bragging about it. I don't know if he had a couple too much to drink, but he was openly talking
about it. Look, I got to say this as we go to break. I know no one probably now who's done more guerrilla journalism interviews with world leaders than you. And then you've inspired now hundreds of thousands of other people be doing the same thing, which is bringing back real journalism.
Exactly. That's what we want to do at We Are Change. We want to get rid of the mainstream media. We are pretty much the mainstream media. We're getting all their audience. We want to make them obsolete because they're not doing their job. Their corporate masters are telling them what to cover. It's what the elites want you to know, not what we should know. And that's why we're doing this for free. We're doing this for you. And we're going to take over all of the mainstream media, and there's nothing stopping us.
Well, we're going to be talking about it more. I may even have you pop in tomorrow. You're here for a couple more days. I guess you're going home tomorrow night. I will be right back with a few more calls in this cancer news, and then I'll be on InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock, on a host of key issues. Stay with us.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Okay, look, I want to go to all these calls, and I've got to quit doing overdrive because we got the nightly news now. That's the big focus after the show is to get ready for that. Now, we've got the big Gardasil special tonight, the eugenics, the population control, the evidence that it is basically a biological weapon causing autoimmune disorders. they're trying to make mandatory in California and other states right now. Mexico's announced it's mandatory. And before they didn't have laws. Now they're actually trying to pass laws to make it mandatory. This is a big, big deal, and I've gotten so conditioned, Luke, I'm dropping the ball on this. But there's a big report out today from the American Dream, great research blog, that links to the World Health Organization and other mainstream reports. Billions spent on a cure for cancer, yet cancer rates continue to explode. They've doubled in the last decade along with diabetes. And the UN says with 12.6 million people with cancer each year, 7.5 million die, that it's estimated by 2030, so like 18 years from now, that it will double again, and it just gets crazier and crazier. The number of cases has risen from 640,000 back in 1980 to 12.6 million. I mean, I say doubling. It's just exponential, Luke.
I mean, what do you
I mean, pretty soon, just everybody has cancer. The government's like, we have shots. It's not these. You know, it's we love you.
Yeah, and even, you know, some of my friends who are 20 years old are getting cancer, and it's pretty surprising knowing that this is happening. I mean, what do you expect?
But mommy and daddy got them all the shots.
Exactly. All the vaccines, all the pus-filled food that's genetically modified, all the crap they're spraying in the air. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, and that's why it's so important for all
Why are they doing this?
Seriously, I don't
know. I mean, listen, Walter Mondale's daughter died at 51, along with Ted Kennedy's daughter at 51, and that's long. I mean, listen, a bunch of people in this office, their girlfriends, wives, neighbors, they're all dying. Yeah. There's just people dying everywhere.
My grandma, who's taking NutraSweet all the time, passed away because of cancer. My aunt just had it. So it's just insane knowing that more and more people are contracting it. And I don't know. I don't know why they're doing it. It's just mind blowing. Like,
because they're control freak murderers, man.
Yeah, and you know, deep down, we all know this is not the way we want to live our life. This is not the way we should be living our life, man.
Well, these people are murderers, and I want to get that right out in the open. Now, the globalists aren't just staging 9/11 or shipping some guns to Mexico. And look, folks, if you can't grow up and admit to yourselves that there's been secret testing on the troops and little kids, and they radiated 4,500 little kids or more. I mean, that's all admitted. If you can't even admit what's admitted, you're never going to have a chance against these people. Most of us are already walking dead. They've already shaved a third off our lives. I said I'd take calls here. We're going to send out in 30 minutes the newsletter with last night's show, getting into Gardasil, getting into the imploding economy with Peter Schiff. The incredible interview I meant to play today, but he's going to be on with us tomorrow live with Kurt Haskell. Dealing with the fact that he's going to the Matalib underwear bomber trial, and his own lawyers say it's an inside job stage, but the government won't let that be brought forward. That's going to be emailed out on the InfoWars Insider. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com, folks, if you want to get that, because we're sending that out in about 30 minutes at the end of the show. I need to get to all these calls here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do 5 minutes overdrive, criminal overdrive, which I've told Jaron not to allow me to do. By the way, the crew's doing a great job. I'm complaining about camera stuff earlier just because I was getting a chair up to get something out of a tall cabinet this morning, a wooden chair, and the whole thing collapsed, and my foot went down on the screws, and all this is bleeding everywhere. I'm just in a bad mood now. I'm in a generally bad mood here.
Everything's all right, man. Everything's going to be fine, man.
Don't you get mad when you get hurt? I don't even get mad that I'm, like, hurting and hurts. I'm mad that I'm hurt.
Yeah. Well, I just, it's whatever.
Makes me angry.
Yeah, don't be angry.
Makes me angry.
Don't be angry. It's all right.
You know, I have an anger management problem, Luke.
You just got to understand, everything's, the only thing that matters in life is your reaction. It doesn't matter what happens, it's how you react to it. So, always remember that.
Thank you, Obi-Wan. Luke, maybe we need to have you in here 3 hours a day. I'll just turn it all over to you. See how you are in a couple of years. That. See if you've gone crazy.
Yeah. No, thank you.
All right. Hey, I've had Aaron do the show and do the TV show. He's pretty duckered at the end of it. All right. We'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to come back with a few calls and overdrive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.